Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello and happy Tuesday, duck lovers. Welcome to the Jason Cundy TalkSport Daily podcast with your host, yes, me, Jason Victor Cundy. And you can check me out later on the Sports Bar. That's from 10 p.m. with Dean Saunders. Anyway, we begin with the news that Celtic manager Ange Postecoglou has agreed terms to become the new Tottenham Hotspur boss. On White and Jordan, the former Crystal Palace owner Simon Jordan said that he likes the look of the appointment.
TalkSport understands that Spurs are poised to confirm Postecoglou's appointment after agreeing a 2-year contract to move to North London.
I think it's a decent appointment. I think he's a very good manager. I think he'll play a brand of football that will appeal to the Tottenham fans. Obviously, he's coming into a league where it's very competitive, but this is a man that's gone into Scottish football last year, scored 114 goals in 38 games, so his team scores 3 goals a game. You can only beat what's in front of you. He's going to get a better group of players, arguably, maybe not in mindset right now, but certainly technical ability at Tottenham. So I think, and I have this real admiration for the Australian outlook. I think when you get a decent Australian working for you, they have this character and this ability to be able to manage up, manage sideways, manage down. They have a desire to overcome obstacles rather than use them as an excuse for not being able to achieve the things that they've been brought in to achieve. If he goes to Tottenham, I think he'll be all right.
On to the former Spurs gaffer Harry Redknapp now on Drive.
Yeah, I like it, Darryl. I like it. I said before, I met him out in Australia, went out and managed a game for the Jordan national team. He managed the Australian team. And Timmy Cahill, who played for the Australian team, just chatting to him before the game, he said, "Our manager's fantastic." I said, "Really?" He said, "Harry, he's top drawer." And that was it. And I thought, I'd never heard of him at that time. You know, he's managing somewhere out in Japan or wherever he was, and also managing the Australian national team. But Timmy Cahill is no fool. He said he's brilliant. So, and it stuck with me. And then I watched how he's done at Celtic. He's been brilliant. Yeah, I think I like him. He tells it, you know, there's no fanny with him. He tells straight and tells it as it is, doesn't he? I like him.
On to Danny Kelly's press box now with the Sun's Sean Custers and former Spurs midfielder Danny Murphy.
I think it's a really positive appointment. I mean, irrelevant of how they've got to him, where he was on the list, I think he ticks so many boxes. It's not going to take much for anyone to go in there and get the fans on board after what they've had to watch for the last season. That's for sure. I think he's calm. He plays front foot football, presses high, he's got energy in his team, he has a go. That will please the Spurs fans in itself. He seems to have a self-belief and a single-mindedness in the press conferences I've seen of him. He's very assured when he speaks about what he wants and what he expects. He doesn't look like the type of manager, and this isn't always the case, but he doesn't look like the type of manager you'd want to mess around with. I think he'd give it to you straight.
I think that the fact that he hasn't been in one of the big European leagues could be a problem, but you could also choose to look at it, and I do, as imagine what kind of person, the determination and talent you've got to have to take yourself from the relative footballing backwater of Australia to the Premier League. If he was a player, we'd be saying, wow, he's done well, hasn't he? And so I think it's probably the same with managers. Of course it's tricky when they haven't got any experience in the Premier League, but you know, how are you going to get that until you get to the Premier League? Sean, I would say back to those people, all managerial appointments are a gamble. Unless you can get Klopp, Guardiola or Ancelotti, even Julian Nagelsmann, for all his PR and his achievements so far, would be a gamble. And I guess all you can do here is pick yourself up, take a deep breath, and you get behind the guy and see how he gets on.
It's staying with Spurs. They should sell Harry Kane. Not my words, but with Real Madrid making him the number one target this summer for the transfer, yes, Andy Townsend said they should consider selling. If you don't believe me, here is the proof of 80.
He's been waiting a long time. He's done his bit. He's playing his part. He's coming up with the numbers. But others around him haven't been good enough. And I just think that it's almost like they're facilitating Harry Kane just to break this record.
Yeah.
What good's that to a Spurs fan?
Exactly, yeah.
It's lovely. It's a lovely... But where's the? There's nothing tangible in terms of trophies about the fact that Harry breaks the beats Alan Shearer's record in a couple of 3 years' time, whatever it might be. Spurs need some trophies. They need to think about how they can become a very successful club again. And it might be. It might be that you let him move on, take the money, and this time maybe invest it better. Every Spurs fan I talk to seems to think that if Harry goes, that's it. You know, all of a sudden they're staring mid-table again in the face next season. It don't always work out that way. Can you imagine if Spurs this summer, if they let Harry go for 120 million quid, if that's how much it costs to get him and they let him go, thanks very much, Harry, off you go, and he's going to do his thing and we're now going to do something else. If you went and got Wilfried Zaha in and Sadio Mane out there with Son, right? You can certainly get one of those on a free if you wanted to, if he wanted to come. Now, it might not be to everybody's cup of tea, but I tell you what, I still think there's an exciting way forward for Spurs without Harry Kane, but most of them are all of the opinion that they don't sell him, that they shouldn't sell him, and that they can't win anything in the future. The new manager can't be successful without him. I'm not so sure about it.
On to cricket now, and England have been dealt a blow ahead of the Ashes. Spinner Jack Leach has been ruled out of the series with an injury. Former England off-spinner Monty Panesar said that Moeen Ali should come out of retirement to replace Leachy.
We do know that Moeen Ali has definitely been approached by Brendan McCullum. They want him to come out of Test retirement and join up immediately with their squad.
Yeah, that's a good option. That's probably a slightly safer one as well. They know what they're going to get from Moeen Ali. He spent a lot of time with Ben Stokes during the IPL. They were in the same team. They won, obviously, you know, the IPL this year. So they will know, you know, when you're winning, they know how to maybe bring some winning momentum to the Ashes this year. And, you know, what kind of different strategies or thought processes that they may need to bring in. And Moeen Ali could provide an extra option to that. But if he wants to come back, he has to be 100% sure. He's got a sort of, we probably will get that call at some stage from Ben Stokes. How are you feeling? You know, I need a favour. I think I need you to get your, whites on because I may want you to play in that first test match. He's got to be 100% sure that he wants to be involved in the Ashes and give his 100% commitment because it is the biggest test series for any England cricketer. And the 11 that play, they've got to be absolutely on it. And the spinner that comes in has to relish the challenge and not shy away from the Australian sort of, you know, dominance that they're going to show throughout the Ashes.
Moeen has definitely not said yes yet. I think he's asked for a day or so to think about it. You might think it would be automatic to come back and play in the Ashes, but he hasn't played a Red Bull game for 2 years. He's very happy doing what he does. He's still obviously a very important and successful white ball cricketer for England. He's got numerous franchise opportunities. He's just come back from the IPL. He hasn't bowled a Red Bull in anger since the India test at the Oval 2 years ago. So, and he's also got commitments lined up for this summer, like playing for Worcestershire in the Blast and also some work for the BBC, I believe.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic has confirmed that he has officially retired from football. Or maybe football has retired from him. I just don't know. At the ripe old age of 41, European football expert Kevin Achard said the Swede is undoubtedly one of the best of a generation.
There's only one Zlatan.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You know Zlatan?
I've just seen the most insane goal I have ever seen on a football pitch. Incredible, incredible Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
You call me arrogant. I'm just being myself, and I know what I'm doing. I know exactly what I'm doing.
And Zlatan has scored the equaliser for Paris Saint-Germain.
Lions, they don't compare themselves with humans.
Lifts it in for Ibrahimovic! He's there! And has he just won the EFL Cup final for Manchester United with a header?
I'm not the typical Swedish guy, but I put Sweden on the map, so...
Like I said, I feel like Benjamin Button. I was born old, I will die young.
What do you do? What is the next chapter? I know there is a lot of possibilities. I know I can do a lot of things.
The big man!
Zlatan arrives on the big stage with a goal for Sweden.
Like I said, the adrenaline I get on the field, I will never get that in something else.
I think we will look back on him as one of the great strikers. I think he can back it up with what he's won. He can back it up with the fact he's been to different countries and succeeded. He can back it up with the fact he's got over 500 goals. And the fact that he was the record scorer for Sweden, even though at various stages he kind of stepped away from that. Yeah. So he could have played even more games and scored even more goals. But I think it's the moment. I think some of the spectacular goals he scored that only really he could have scored. Some really quite extraordinary goals. And I think people will take some of the kind of bravado. I think they'll look back on that more fondly over time. Yeah. You know, he was deliberately controversial. It was all part of his personality.
And here's Ali McQuist getting angry about barbecues.
I do want to know, who are the people that walk in and demand a kilo of cheddar? Who are these people?
And then get stung by an almost 40% increase. Yeah,
exactly.
What? That's terrible.
Do you know him? Did it walk in and say, okay, let's have some burgers. I'll go for the chicken wings. I'll have some lamb chops. Get some lamb chops. And do you know something? I'll have a kilo of cheddar.
I'm going to push the boat out. A kilo.
Exactly. Exactly. Who are these people?
And you roll it out. Know. I really want you to figure out how much your barbecue might have cost last year versus this year and how much the increase might have been. Don't do it now because that wouldn't make
sense. Well, I've got five boys, as you know. My barbecues officially cost me millions of pounds.
I bet you would need a kilo of
cheddar. They just eat. They're meat-eating animals. They really are. Carnivores of the extreme. They really are. And generally speaking, kilos of cheddar.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish, obviously, with a former Liverpool striker, Mr. Dean Saunders, paying more than £50 for a steak.
On the TV, Man United against Chelsea. So I'm going to watch the game in my room.
When?
When it was Man United-Chelsea game was on. This Forward. Is when it happened.
Right.
Right? So I'm going to watch it in the room. So I can't find the room service menu anywhere. So I rang down and I said, excuse me, do you know where the room service menu is, please? He said, it's on the telly. I said, I can't put it on the telly. The game's on.
Yes, correct.
He said, I'll bring it up. So this young lad come up with a notepad and he wrote on it sea bass, rump steak and chips and roast chicken, right? He just put three things on there with his pen. So because I was in a rush watching the game, I went, I'll have the steak and chips, please. So about 10 minutes later, knock at the door. The game's still on. I'm watching the game. I run to the door, take the tray off him, young lad, put it on the bed. He went, excuse me, can you sign the bill, please? So I went, yeah, quick. So I went to sign it quick and I caught a double take on the amount. Mm. Guess. Rump steak and chips with a tomato on a plate.
15 quid.
No. 52 quid.
Wow.
What?
52 quid. So I've had to like go through. How have you come to that number? 11 quid for the tray charge.
Yeah.
Oh, you're as well having a Diet
Service
Coke.
Service charge. I would have gone down and got it myself. So Diet Coke, steak and chips. £61 for the two. The world has gone pear-shaped.
What's the difference between service charge and tray charge?
Tray charge is bringing it up to your room.
And service
seriously?
Charge being smiley. Yeah.
52 quid.
Mind you, 10 minutes, that's good service.
Well, yeah, that's fair enough. It wasn't his fault.
It was medium rare, to be fair.
The young lad was looking at me, shaking his head.
He was blue after 10.
He said, I know.
I can't believe
that. He
was
going, I know.
Oh, do you know, I cannot believe that, mate.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's some horror stories out there.
Oh. All right, that's a good way to start your
day. Dino, are you definitely Welsh? You've not got a bit of Scottish in you. I mean, I'm the most miserable soon, so I would not pay that, right? And I'm feeling you're of the same ilk. I'm sure you've got
Ali,
Scottish.
Ali, I heard you're so tight, you only breathe in.
That was great.
Very good.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm back on the Sports Bar tonight from 10 p.m. alongside Mr. 52-pound steak, Dean Saunders himself. There'll be another one of these TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. Mr. Goldstein returns. So do whatever you got to do to get it, gang. Until then, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.